Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Leeds. I'm at my parents' house in Leeds.
And who are you?
I'm Tom Pidcock. I'm under 23 rider, and I ride for Trinity Racing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Is it disappointing to be back in Yorkshire right now and not be in the thick of it in Belgium?
Yeah, some ways, yeah. I mean, yeah, of course. It would be great to be racing, and I was super looking forward to the calendar that I had this year. But then again, it's just, you know, there's no point in feeling hard done to or whatever. I mean, it is what it is. It's the same for everyone. So I think just got to deal with the current situation and just, yeah, get on with it. So, I'm happy and, yeah, I'm in a good place just, yeah, riding my bike and with my family and that. So it's not too bad.
In some ways, nice to be back in the family home where it all started.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I grew up riding these roads and now I have been riding these roads ever since. But yeah, it's just nice to be at the place I know best, and with the people who I trust the most. So it is a bit of a weird time, and who knows what's going to happen. So this is the obvious safest place to be.
Yeah, under normal circumstances, I'd be trying to ride on the road with you. I probably wouldn't be doing cyclocross with you. There's no way I'd be able to keep up. But if we were out on a road ride together and not under lockdown in our specific houses, what would be the ideal home road route for you?
I guess it depends how far you want to go. How far do you want to be?
Like 3 or 4 hours, something like that?
Yeah, well, 3 or 4 hours. Well, I think most of my rides incorporate the Wharf Valley somehow. I mean, it's the prevailing wind is always a tailwind home or, yeah, headwind out. So I think probably 4 hours is, yeah, maybe we could go to Grassington and then over to Skipton and back. That'll be a good loop.
Nice. And what are the surfaces like? Kind of grippy or pretty good?
Yeah, they are pretty grippy, but I wouldn't say they're too bad though. I think the annoying chippings have done that on it, but then another part further into the dales they've just put brand new, perfectly smooth tarmac out. So that is super nice road now.
Instead, I'm in my back bedroom on the kicker. Where are you? Whereabouts are you on the kicker?
Well, I'm actually in the in our dining room. So, yeah, we've transformed that into a turbo room. My brother's just done the Zwift race, so he's moved outside, and then we've got two kickers. So he's on one, and I'm on the other one inside, talking to you.
And have you done any racing online yet yourself?
No, not yet. I've never actually done one, but I am doing my first one on Thursday, so I'm sort of a bit anxious to see how much I'm going to get my head kicked in.
What are your indoor numbers like normally?
They're quite a lot like better now than they used to be. I can like get quite a lot closer to like what I can do outside now. Before, like 300 watts on the turbo is like going full gas, like impossible. But now I think, like, you know, yeah, having a good turbo and having Zwift, it makes quite a lot of difference as well to like how hard you actually want to ride as well.
It definitely does. So I know it was your dad that got you into cycling, and you know, like most kids, that'll be riding on the road. I mean, when I was a kid, it was BMX and mountain biking because of where I grew up in North Wales. How did you then get into cyclocross? Because, you know, we've seen early in your career, and, you know, you're only 20 now, you still had a great career already, but cyclocross has been the sort of dominant element of it. So how did it start?
Yeah, well, like I said, my dad's always been a cyclist, and so it's natural that I got introduced to it. And then, yeah, I think it's sort of, yeah, over the first few years as any kid, I'm just doing local races and that. And, yeah, like road races, I did a few mountain bike races. And then under 14, I guess I took my mountain bike and I did a cross race, like a Yorkshire Points, and I won. I actually beat Ben Turner in a sprint, and he was on a cross bike. And then from there, I think I got a winter bike, which used to be my mum's bike, which was actually a cross bike. And so I started racing on that. And then I did like a national series, and I was third, and then I did national champs, and then I was second. Borrowing other people's bike for a spare bike. And then the next year, Paul Milnes and Seth Smith like took me under their arms and gave me bikes and support, and then into junior. And yeah, as a second year junior, when I won the Worlds, I was the only race I lost that year was the only race Seth was not with me at, and it was I crashed and my chain got jammed, and I spent a couple of minutes trying to get it out. And then I was only 3 seconds off the winner at the finish line.
So I'm guessing that your mum didn't really mind you nicking her bike to be able to ride cyclocross on.
No. I think she got a new bike, a new, new fancier, better bike. So I don't think she was bothered.
And what is it you enjoy about cyclocross, or don't you enjoy it? Because you're obviously very good at it, but you know, personally speaking, it's not my cup of tea because it just looks so filthy. I mean, I've seen so many pictures of you just covered in muck, and all we can see of you is when you take your glasses off at the end, and that's when we can see your eyes for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, I think at first it was, I was just winning and it was great fun, and now it's like, yeah, I'm doing it because I've always, well, not always done it, but I'm just continuing it. Like, I guess it's that I just haven't stopped it yet. I don't think I ever will stop it.
That's the big question that everyone asks.
Because I think if I stop, then I will miss something in my riding on the road as well. So I don't think it's, like, maybe in a few years I might cut back on cross, but I think... I don't want to sort of, I don't feel like I can stop and sort of be the same rider.
Because you look at the big names in cyclocross recently, and the ones who go on to do well on the road tend to stop doing the cyclocross. Of course, Mathieu van der Poel still doing both, still world champion. But then like Zdeněk Stybar, obviously he was a brilliant cyclocrosser as well, and he kind of wholeheartedly went to the road for a bit. On the other hand, Sven Nys, you know, he was all cyclocross and not really on the road. So you think you'll be somewhere in the sort of Mathieu van der Poel mould of trying to combine the two for the time being?
Yeah. I mean, certainly I am sort of following him in his footsteps. And I guess even more so now that this season I wanted to try and have a crack at mountain bike as well. So... yeah, I guess I am sort of following his footsteps. But I think if he didn't do it, I still would have done it. It's just, he's just shown that it is perfectly possible.
And you ran him, well, obviously you came second in the world this year. And I was looking down the list before we started our chat. at all the names that have been on the podium in the World Cyclocross Championships over the years, and it's all Belgians and Dutch, and obviously Stibar in there, who is Czech, I think. But then you see the Union Jack up there, second place, first time in forever for a man. Of course, British women have done well previously, but for a man. So, I mean, the pressure's on now to stick at it and maybe get onto the top step, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think, well, everything I'm doing in cyclocross is like a first for Great Britain. I think I don't really think of it like that because, well, I'm just a human, the same as everyone else from every other different country. So I don't think it really makes a difference what my flag is. But yeah. Then again, I'm flying that flag for Great Britain, and I feel quite proud that I'm doing that, and I'm so young already.
What do you think it is about Van der Poel that means he's so dominant? And of course, we've seen him on the road as well. I saw him winning the Tour of Britain last year, where he was incredibly strong too. What is it about him?
He's played it very well. Like he's only ever done races where he can win. And I think cyclocross was not the same sport it is today. Back when he first became world champion, not taking anything away from it, but he has been at the top of the sport for the last 5 years, and he's sort of developed the sport for the last 5 years as well. So it's like the sport is 5 years older almost. He's just developed very well, and he's, well, apart from the fact that he's just bloody good, like that's a simple answer. Yeah,
that is a simple answer, yes, but you are also bloody good. I mean, in Belgium, they call you like the mini Sagan or something, don't they? Because, you know, you're also an all-rounder like those two guys. And I don't just mean an all-rounder in one, you know, aspect of the sport, but an all-rounder across road, cyclocross, you're doing mountain bike now. You know, you can turn your hand to all of it. So, you know, you're in the same mould.
Well, two wheels is two wheels, isn't it? I mean, I've been in every different type of bike in my life, and yeah, I don't think if you have the skills, then you can put power out on any bike, no matter how wide the tyres are, or whether it's got suspension or not.
Do you fundamentally enjoy it? Do you enjoy every time you get on a bike, whatever bike it is, to give it a go?
Well, I'd lie if I said it. I enjoyed every bike ride I did. I mean, at the end of the day, like, it is a job now. So sometimes you do just go and train and yeah, it just got to be done. But of course, I'm lucky that my hobby has become my job. And it's not like when I was younger, I never really thought about what I wanted to do when I was older, because I was already doing it. I was just riding my bike and racing.
And then it just was like a natural progression. Or did you think, was there a moment where you thought, do you know what? I want to do this. I want this to be my career, my job, my life.
No, I mean, it's just I was just doing it. I was never thinking about doing anything else. I mean, obviously I thought that I would have to at some point earn money from it. But then I knew if I was good, then I would do that anyway.
Tom, let me ask you, what's it been like sort of decamping to Belgium? Because obviously you're back in Yorkshire now, but I know over the winter and for the cyclocross season, you live in Belgium the whole time. How have you found that?
It's not too bad. I mean, Marty, our mechanic, lives in the same group of houses as us that Kurt owns. And Kurt and Zenia, team manager, and Swanee, they live 5 minutes down the road. So it's sort of, and the service course is also just down the road. So it's not like too bad, and it doesn't feel like too far away from home. And everyone says, oh yeah, Belgium's grey and that, but it's not. I think it's not bad. I mean, like when it is grey and rainy, it's not brilliant, but it's not brilliant anywhere, is it? So but then when it's sunny, it's nice place, really.
What about the language? Can you speak any Flemish yet?
Yeah, I'm finding it quite difficult, really, to be honest.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But I'm getting better at it, I think. But I think it will take me a few years to be able to properly speak it. I mean, I'm beginning to, like, understand.
You know when they're talking about you.
Yeah. I mean, I can sort of, like, yeah, they can't switch to Flemish and sort of expect that I don't understand anymore, because I can get the gist of it now.
One thing I read that the team manager, Kurt Bogart, had said was racing as an adult, and, you know, you race in the world cyclocross, like the elite men's race for the first time this year. Doing that, you've had to get used to losing in a way that you didn't have to as a junior. Is that true? Is that how it feels to you?
Yeah, because before, I've, like, never raced if I'm not going to win or get on the podium. I've just, like, well, I don't care anymore. And sort of, I've had to learn to fight for, like, minor places, if you like, a lot more now. And, yeah, it's something I've had to learn this year.
And what's that lesson been like to learn? Because you've still been up there. You've still been sort of second, third in most races you've done this year.
It's hard. I mean, like, not, I only won one race last year, and that was the Nationals. So it's certainly a new thing. And there's a lot less sort of days where I go home for a race just feeling, like, content, like I've just, like, a win, or just, yeah. So
on the road then, what is the ambition at the moment? Because we saw how well you did on the road at the Worlds in Yorkshire, your home road, of course, you know, up there in the road race. So is the long-term ambition to start getting some of those big wins on the road, and, like, maybe GC on a grand tour?
Yeah, well, I mean, the Yorkshire is a bit bittersweet, because, like, if I went into there in top form and not crashed at Lavernier, then I would have won the race. So it's a bit of a annoying race, if you like. But I think, yeah, so I would certainly want to have a crack at a grand tour in my career, for sure.
So listen, when you're back in Yorkshire, and when you're allowed to ride with other people, because, of course, everyone's social distancing at the moment, but when you are allowed, what's the usual group like? Who do you usually tend to ride out with and train with?
Oh, well, we've got a lot of group rides in Yorkshire, and, yeah, there's, like, Chain Gang on Tuesday, Thursdays, which should have started after the clock's changed. And then there's Saturdays, we've got Cafe Racing, where we basically, yeah, meet, and then we race for about 10K and then we all go off to cafes, and then yeah, there's so many great rides, and there's so many like good riders to ride with here. Certainly is a good place to be.
Anyone in particular? Because I have done the Rotherham Chain Gang with the Downing Brothers and Swifty and plenty of other pros. James Shaw was on that as well. Do you ever get down to that one? Because I know there's a good... there's something about that kind of riding that really hardens people up, I think.
I've never been to that one, actually. But at London 2012, our Leeds Chain Gang was... At one point, I think ninth on the medal table or something like that, because the Brownlees is at the start of the Olympics when the Brownlees had won both their medals, and Lizzie had won her medal, and then we also counted Ed Clancy's, but I don't think that's probably cheating because Ed Clancy, I don't think, has been on the Leeds Chain Gang, but still, he's from Yorkshire.
And so, have you rubbed shoulders on the Chain Gang with those people, with Lizzie, with the Brownlees?
Lizzie, I've never seen on the Chain Gang, but she. She has been known to go on it. And yeah, the Brownlees, yeah, we train together pretty often.
Just on the bike, or do you ever go running with them as well?
No, I don't. No, I don't go running with them, no. I've been starting to do a bit of running. I was supposed to do it in the winter, but I sort of got shin splints. I'm just trying to build up now, slowly, so it doesn't get any worse.
Or you could just ride a bike as well as you do on a cyclocross course, and you don't have to get off and run at any point. I mean, that's the other way of doing it, right?
Yeah, that is the easiest way. I think even for people who can run, that is also the easiest way.
Which riders do you most sort of admire and perhaps enjoy watching race? Or do you not bother with that kind of stuff?
Oh, that's difficult. So, I mean, when I was younger and I watched races, Bradley Wiggins and Mark Cavendish were sort of my heroes, you know, so I think it's, yeah. But now I think it's sort of, I can't really admire or look up to many people because, I'm going to be racing against them in 1 or 2 years. So I think it would, and it's hard to race your heroes, isn't it? So
yeah, even harder to beat them as well, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds like the family are after you, so I'll wrap it up in a second. But just very quickly,
I think dinner's
what
ready
else filled
minutes,
the time?
So.
Because I seem to remember you telling me. Okay, all right. We've done it in a second. What else fills the time in between racing and training, especially when you're back home in Leeds? What else do you get up to? Because I seem to remember you telling me you're big into computer games and you also play Van der Poel online.
yeah. Well, I play Fortnite quite a lot. I mean, it's not so big anymore, but it's dying down a little bit. I play Xbox quite a lot, and I think in the quarantine, me and my girlfriend started doing some baking and stuff. So, yeah, when you're training hard, there's not really that much time for anything else, like training, stretching, doing your core. So there's not really so much else I've got time for.
Okay, so final question. What exactly have you been baking? Bread? Cakes? That sort of thing? Anything fancy?
Well, today we made carrot cake, and I'm trying to remember the name of the other thing. Paliers? Paliers? Something like that? You know them, little...
Don't ask me. Like little cakes.
Palmiers. The little,
Palmiers.
Yeah. Made some of those. They didn't go brilliantly, but
any good?
First time.
Well, listen, maybe bake them, but don't eat them because, you know, you've got to maintain your fitness whenever the racing season comes back.
Yeah, exactly. I'm as long as I'm training, I don't really put on weight, so I can eat pretty well, much what I want. I don't eat unhealthy anyway, but a few cakes and biscuits and that. Is that right?
Yeah, I wish I could say the same, but unfortunately I can't. Listen, Tom, thanks so much for your patience. Not easy having a chat when we're at other ends of the country, but hopefully at some point we'll be able to get out on the actual bikes together in the actual countryside. But for now, I really appreciate you doing this. Thanks a lot, mate.
No worries.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.